ক্লাস 8 সাবজেক্ট জিওগ্রাফি চ্যাপ্টার আরবানাইজেশন। লেট আস বিগিন দ্য চ্যাপ্টার বাই ফার্স্ট রিডিং দ্য ডেফিনেশন অফ আরবানাইজেশন। আরবানাইজেশন ইজ দ্য প্রসেস অফ আরবান গ্রোথ দ্যাট লিডস টু আ গ্রেটার পার্সেন্টেজ অফ দ্য পপুলেশন লিভিং ইন টাউন্স অ্যান্ড সিটিজ। Three historical processes have shaped modern cities in decisive ways. What are these processes? The rise of industrial revolution, the establishment of colonial rule over large parts of the world, and the development of democratic ideals. The urbanization in real terms means the movement of the people from the rural areas, that is countryside, to the urban areas, that is towns and cities. Industrialization has changed the form of urbanization in the modern period. Let us learn the reasons that are responsible for causing urbanization since ancient times. The early industrial cities of Britain, such as Leeds and Manchester, attracted large number of migrants to the textile mills that was set up in the late 18th century. Later on, the agricultural revolution and the enclosure movement, as well as industrialization, helped in the growth of Manchester and London as modern cities. In India, Bombay and Calcutta are the two oldest and important megacities. These cities developed during the colonial era. How these cities developed? Most of the people of these cities have come from the present-day regions of eastern Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, central India, and dry districts of Tamil Nadu. The reasons for their migrations were the decline of cottage industries, the rise of land rents, and the clearing of land for plantation farming. All this affected the lives of the poor, and they failed to pay their rents, became deeply indebted, and were forced to migrate in search of work. Now let us explain the enclosure movement. What do you mean by the term enclosure? It was a legal process in England during the 18th century of enclosing a number of small land holdings to create one larger farm. Once these land holdings were enclosed, the use of these lands became restricted only to the owner of the land, and it ceased to be used by the common people. Now, next we come to the causes of urbanization, which are classified into push factors and pull factors. We have already learned about push factors and pull factors when we were doing the chapter migration. But here again, we will read the points under push factors and pull factors for better understanding. Under push factors, the reasons include lack of economic opportunities, lack of services, division of land, etc. Whereas under pull factors, there are better opportunities for employment, better services, better quality of life, and women empowerment. The next part of the chapter will be explained in the next audio.